Hey, this is Todd Herman, host of the Todd Herman Show. They call me the Emerald City Exile. Mitt Romney, Rob Portman, Lisa Murkowski have no idea what they've unleashed with this decision to back the codification of you absolutely will embrace same-sex marriage. Check out the Todd Herman Show every day on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We like to get right into it. And what we're going to get into today is what you might call secrecy strikes again. And we're talking about the investigations of former President Donald Trump. So before we get into what we're talking about right at the moment, think back 5 years ago to the frenzy of news reporting and commentary over what was called Trump-Russia collusion. Now, you remember that was the allegation that the 2016 Trump campaign conspired with Russia to fix the presidential election. Now, most of the coverage and especially most of the commentary seemed predicated on the belief that collusion did in fact occur, that it took place. But later, in one of history's greatest neverminds, the extensive investigation of a special counsel, it was Robert Mueller, you remember him, it was unable to establish that Trump-Russia collusion ever occurred at all. Now, they called it, the legal terms were conspiracy or coordination. Well, the Mueller team spent years investigating an alleged crime and in the end concluded they could not establish that the alleged crime even took place, much less who did it. They could not establish that conspiracy or coordination had actually occurred. Okay, now, the striking thing about all of the talking that was going on, while Mueller was failing to find collusion, you remember it, cable TV was just filled with hundreds and thousands of hours of talking about collusion. And there was the striking thing about this talkathon that went on in 2017 and 2018 was that a lot of it was based on secret evidence. There were super secret recordings of Michael Flynn. He was President Trump's first national security advisor. Super secret recordings of Flynn talking to the Russians. There was secret evidence gathered by a secret FBI investigation. There was secret testimony given to Mueller's prosecutors. And there was, famously, a secret dossier of Trump allegations. Now, I threw that one in. Unlike the other examples, the dossier was actually revealed early in the investigation, which was actually quite fortunate for Trump because it led fair-minded observers to suspect, and they were right, that it was a fraud. But there was so much discussion that was based on secret evidence that nobody who was doing the discussing had seen. Okay, so the question is, why retell this story right now? Well, there is a new special counsel investigation of former President Trump, who is now, as you know, a candidate for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. So Merrick Garland, the attorney general, appointed a new special counsel. His name is Jack Smith, to investigate two matters. One is Trump's role in inciting the January 6th Capitol riot. And two is the investigation, and it's a quote here from Merrick Garland, the investigation involving classified documents and other presidential records, as well as the possible obstruction of that investigation. So the Trump documents case. Now, what is notable about this second topic, the documents case, is how much, just like those earlier investigations I was talking about, how much of it is based on secret evidence. Okay, now there is no doubt that Donald Trump, when he left the White House, kept a significant number of documents from his presidential years. Now, why did he do it? Recently, we had a report in the Washington Post that said Justice Department prosecutors had concluded that Trump's motive was, quote, largely his ego and a desire to hold on to the materials as trophies or mementos. Okay, now you know the Biden Justice Department had looked hard for some kind of nefarious motive, some kind of dark motive behind Trump's actions, and all it could come up with, if this Washington Post report is correct, was a desire for high-end souvenirs. Okay. Nevertheless, Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel. Now, why did he do that? Well, he explained why he did that. He came out to the Justice Department before the cameras, and this is how he explained it. He said, quote, based on recent developments, including the former president's announcement that he is a candidate for president in the next election, and the sitting president's stated intention to be a candidate as well, I, Merrick Garland, have concluded that it is in the public interest to appoint a special counsel. So, Trump's running for president. Biden is probably running for president. You got a situation where one candidate is investigating the other candidate. So, you need to get a special counsel to create an arm's length to avoid a conflict of interest in this. Okay. Why do that? Because it's in the public interest, quote, public interest. This is not just a legal case, that's what Garland was saying, not just a legal case, but one in which the public has a significant interest. And therefore, it is one that the Justice Department has to treat differently from other cases. It must take steps to ensure public confidence in the investigation. Now, the heart of the documents case appears to be allegations that Trump improperly handled classified documents. But of course, you know, there are different degrees of classification. Beyond that, there is a consensus, I think, that the government classifies too many documents overall. So, did Trump take really super important documents, if he did, classified at the highest level, not just classified at the highest level, but actually containing information that was so critical, or not? Well, to make Trump's offense, his memento collecting, sound as serious as possible, there have been leaks suggesting that he mishandled the most sensitive documents the government has. Okay, so in the early weeks of the investigation, we had reports, there were leaks, that Trump's papers were, quote, classified documents relating to nuclear weapons. That's in the words of a Washington Post report. And also, there were documents involving clandestine human sources who could face death or imprisonment in foreign lands if their identities were released through Trump's carelessness. Okay. There were papers that, quote, could reveal carefully guarded secrets about U.S. intelligence gathering methods, causing grave concern in the intelligence community. That's from the Washington Post. And at least one of the documents, again from the Post, seized by the FBI, describes Iran's missile program. Other documents described highly sensitive intelligence work aimed at China. Okay, here is the problem here. The investigation is in the public interest. That's according to the Attorney General. But no one in the public knows what the documents are. Other than these broadly worded reports, news reports based on the leaks, the public has no idea what they might be. Now, of course, you saw this. The Justice Department released a staged photo. It spread a bunch of documents and cover pages. Cover pages said top secret on them. Spread them out on the carpet at Mar-a-Lago, took a picture and released it. But no one in the public knows what these documents are. There is no way for any member of the public to evaluate the evidence. Okay. And the Justice Department, by the way, is even keeping the evidence from the Trump defense. In a recent exchange of court papers in a lawsuit that Trump filed about this, the former president's lawyers argued that they shouldn't be required. The government wanted them to file a declaration vouching for the government's inventory of its seized documents. And the Trump people said, well, how can we do that? We do not possess the documents. And then the Trump team added, quote, as to the documents that the government asserts include a classified marking, the government has not allowed the Trump team to review these items. So they haven't seen them. They don't know what they are. Okay. So this classified information, which is the crux of the case, the Trump defense doesn't know. Now, prosecutors would argue that since nobody has been charged in this case, the Justice Department has not charged Trump, the Justice Department has no obligation to show anybody anything. Now, even if Trump is charged, prosecutors will probably try to keep lots of the evidence secret on the grounds of national security. Now, maybe it is essential for national security. But remember what Merrick Garland said about the public's interest in the case. One party, Trump, is running for president, while prosecutors under the authority of his potential rival, that would be President Biden, are preparing, maybe, to file criminal charges in the case. There has been extensive, intensive media coverage of the case, much of it with the standard anti-Trump bias. But what do the documents that are the heart of the case say? Nobody in the public knows. And that has one very bad effect that I'm going to talk about next.
Hey, this is Todd Herman, host of The Todd Herman Show. You might have heard me on Rush Limbaugh's show as a regular fill-in for about 8 years. God rest Rush. I now do a show out of the high mountains of free America because, you know, I got exiled from Seattle. Mitt Romney, Rob Portman, Lisa Murkowski, and the usual, let's call them cultural cowards, have no idea what they've unleashed with this decision to back the codification of you absolutely will embrace same-sex marriage. Check out The Todd Herman Show every day on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I said I was going to talk about the bad effect of all the secrecy around these classified documents involved in the Trump documents case. First, I did want to say, if you've been listening to the podcast, enjoying the podcast, hopefully, even learning from the podcast, it would be great if you could subscribe to the podcast. Really easy to do. You can do it at iTunes, anywhere you get your podcasts. And then you wouldn't have to look it up. You could just listen to it every time I file one of these things. That would be great. You would appreciate it, and I would appreciate it. So please subscribe to the Byron York Show. So what happens in the absence of facts? Well, speculation flourishes in the absence of facts. That is what secrecy does to a high-profile case. It allows speculation to run amok, and if you don't believe it, you should watch MSNBC sometime, while nobody knows the actual facts of the investigation. The public forms an impression of guilt or innocence, and in this case, we're talking about Trump's guilt, without even knowing what specifically the case is about. Now, this happened before. That's why I started off this podcast the way I did. This has happened before with Donald Trump. Not too many years ago, he faced accusations. You remember them. They were often quite dramatic. Things like, he's a Kremlin asset. Remember, they would say that he was a Kremlin asset. And these accusations were made on the basis of unseen evidence that the talking head said was reliable. They vouched for it. Absolutely. This is top-notch stuff. They said it was reliable, but that no one in the public could evaluate. And now it is happening again. Now, it could be that the documents involved are precisely as they have been described in the rather vague leaks in a few press outlets. It's possible. It's possible they could be a little different. It's possible that they could provide both sides some points to make. We don't know. That is the problem. To have something of this importance going on and this much impassioned argument going on without knowing what it's actually about. That's the problem, has always been the problem with investigations of Donald Trump. So, very glad you could listen. Always glad when you can tune in and listen for a little bit. And I hope you can join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.